Test 4. Task 1. Page 42. Speaker A.
My job was good and I liked it. But after I gave birth to my first son, I had the opportunity to reevaluate things. Well, to be more accurate, the industry reevaluated them for me. You see, I worked at a photography studio where I created albums and printed portrait photographs. During my maternity leave, a lot of things happened which undercut the business. Digital-only photography had been a threat for a while, but the rise of online album services drove a lot of our clients away. Rather than return to a doomed situation after my maternity leave, I decided to open my own jewelry business. Running your own business is a lot of work, and I won't pretend that I didn't encounter challenges. However, in the end, I rode it out. As long as you treat every problem as a teachable moment, you'll never lose.
Speaker B.
Around 5 years ago, I had a post as a writer at a leading newspaper. As a business correspondent, my daily work involved following the changes in the markets and analyzing business activity for the finance section. Covering business developments was a far cry from what I had always envisaged myself doing, and I felt that it was suffocating me creatively and professionally. There I was, writing about the FTSE 100 and Wall Street, when I longed to be writing fiction. The absurdity of it all hit me as well. After all, I was writing about the stock market and speculations and things that didn't really exist. Why not be a creative writer and write about other things that didn't exist? I promptly resigned and settled down to write my first novel, which became a bestseller.
Speaker C. I worked in finance in the city for an awfully long time. After all, why not? It was steady work, reliable, and naturally well paid. I must confess to being somewhat enamored with the high income and social stature that it gave me. Yet more and more I found myself questioning my industry. I became increasingly disillusioned and uncomfortable during financial crises that rocked the country. After the global financial crisis of 2008, I saw firsthand the destructive aftermath of irresponsible behavior in the markets. At this time, I volunteered at a soup kitchen and realized that there was more to life than money and the shallow, vain glory of my career. After seeing the good that charitable organizations do, I decided to pursue a career at a charity. I now work full-time for a leading homelessness charity and haven't looked back since. Speaker D.
It was 2012, and I had a decent career as a costume supervisor for a leading costumier. Primarily, my role involved sourcing new fabric for theatrical productions and assisting the head of wardrobe. While I enjoyed the work and it gave me a comfortable salary, I always felt like something was missing. My wife and I had just had a baby, and she encouraged me to have a frank conversation with myself. As she said, if I wouldn't follow my dream of being an actor, how could I tell our child to follow her dreams? It wasn't an easy choice, but I decided that I needed to be on the stage instead of behind the scenes. I knew that if I didn't roll these dice and take the risk, it would be something that would haunt me for the rest of my life.